Good to be back with you for this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. And I'm your host, Greg Tucker. We've covered here on Clear Path the requirement that health plans cover hospitalization, something that the Affordable Care Act mandates. And today we're going to take a little different approach, and we're going to talk about hospital quality. Well, the fact is, with the abundance of choice in today's marketplace, people need to know and shop and consider why one hospital perhaps is better than another for their particular needs and conditions. And here to discuss the resources that can help consumers make informed decisions about when picking a hospital is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, I realize we're going to wade into this. It's going to be a little tricky because here in Baltimore, of course, we have some very fine medical institutions, many of which, or at least one in particular, was ranked number one for years and years and years. Of course, I mean Johns Hopkins Hospital. What should people be considering and be looking for when they're looking at hospitals for their needs?
It's really important that consumers have gotten so used to getting this unprecedented amount of information about all the products and services that they use. And now we have a handful of national organizations that are doing studies on hospital quality, safety, performance, patient satisfaction. So this is a new era in healthcare. Clearly, some hospitals are ranked higher than others, and results can vary study to study. But the main takeaway is that when making a medical decision, patients can go online and see how a hospital is ranked compared to other hospitals in that area.
But isn't it the fact that you have your doctor is going to send you to a hospital that he or she is affiliated with? How would you make a choice different from what they would recommend?
Well, again, that's if you have a primary care provider, you could consider looking at other primary care providers. Sometimes those doctors are affiliated with more than one. They may have rights to bring in patients to multiple hospitals, so then you can have that conversation.
So effectively, they're graded by, the success rate or the performance of various surgical procedures. But as you point out, things like infections that you acquire in the hospital, that can be a high-risk factor.
Yes. Some of these things can be metrics for other issues that may arise within that hospital.
Now, we've all heard the U.S. News and World Report's best hospital list. What are some of the other rankings nationally respected?
There are a number, and it's important, again, to note that they all look at different things. So U.S. News and World Report, which you just mentioned, they rate based on structure, process, and outcomes in 16 specialties. But some of the others are health grade. Consumer Reports has a hospital safety score. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Star Ratings, this is the actual government entity that manages Medicare and Medicaid. They have star ratings based on patient satisfaction with care experiences at acute care hospitals. And then finally, and more recently, the LeapFrog Group has a hospital safety score that assigns hospital scores twice a year to more than 2,500 hospitals nationwide.
So I guess the takeaway is know how your hospital ranks. All of this information is readily accessible online and also at transamericainstitute.org, and click on the health center and there you'll be able to find out how your hospital's doing. Thanks, Hector, as always, here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, which is produced by the Transamerica Institute for WYPR. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.